Unit 1. The Lion Whisperer. There are people with the seemingly uncanny ability to communicate with horses and dogs. They know how to calm the animals down when they are upset and how to make them behave perfectly. Kevin Richardson is a whisperer, but not for horses or dogs. Kevin Richardson is a lion whisperer. Most people would be too terrified to even get near a lion, but not Kevin Richardson. He can cuddle and wrestle with lions, play with them and discipline them. He doesn't even get harmed when he takes the greatest risk of all in nature, playing with the lion cub right in front of its mother. The incredible strength and graceful beauty of lions have always attracted Kevin. As an animal behaviorist, he spends most of his day around wild animals, such as cheetahs, hyenas, and leopards. He can even spend the night curled up with the king of the beasts, without fear of attack. That doesn't mean there is absolutely no danger at all. When he was first starting out as an animal behaviorist, he had a frightening encounter with an aggressive 4-year-old male lion. The lion pinned him down and started biting him until something about Kevin's passive behavior made the lion stop. It proved that lions should always be taken very seriously, and they do not always have the same temperament as their smaller, domesticated cousins. After all, a male lion is powerful enough to knock a man's head off with one simple swipe from a huge paw. Kevin treats each lion like an individual, making sure to talk to the huge beasts and caress them. That way, they will accept him as a member of their pride. A pride is the special name for a group of lions. Kevin used to be a psychologist. He got into animal behaviorism after he decided that he could trust animals much more than he could trust people. His ability to interact with dangerous animals has earned him the admiration of many members of the scientific community. For Kevin, though, nothing can compare with the feeling of holding a newborn lion cub while its mother watches the cub proudly.